when community gather for your matter, my brother, I hope say what they go cook for you, go fit chop and finish. Because the community what they build here, from now they go, what do they cook for you? On top football matter, my brother, trust me, you know, go fit finish. My name is Sawadino. Welcome to Oshaprapra edition of our podcast again. And this is a Footballer Freak. And of course, inside Footballer Freak, we get MPFL Tata 4 and everything we consider Niger football for plus 234. We will look around some matters where we see my brother. You get as it be, and sometimes you get as it be. So, for the community today, I get Justin, I get Uzo, and I get Kingsley. All of them, they here today to chip mouth on top some of the things where they happen inside football. We will start off with this one. Get a Niger footballer now where they make the whole of African continent proud. His name is Victor Osimhen. Double nomination. One of them, Ballon d'Or. The second one, FIFA the best. If I don't want to shock everybody, FIFA the best, only 12. Nine they nominate, and Osimhen inside the top 10. So like this now, FIFA the tell you, say Osimhen now, among the top 12 best footballers in the world. Now, what do you want to talk about today? Osimhen nomination and some other things will come with all of that. So, King So, how are you? Welcome, first of all.
I did fine, no. Thank you so much, Sawadinho.
Just say hi to me.
Good morning, Sawadinho. I did fine. Good one today here this morning. As we don't already talk, we will say we go feed dish, waiting everybody go feed chop this morning and make everybody take belly full.
Uzo, what's up?
Man, thank you very much, Sawadinho. I'm very happy. We are very happy to be here. And I hope, say, the public, general public, they're ready to chop what we want cook now.
Osimhen Alpha, Ballon d'Or nomination and FIFA the best nomination.
It's a good one for him and Nigerian football in general. Now, better story, now better news. But he will not win.
No one of them will win.
No one.
Why?
Not that he doesn't have the talent. He get the talent. So talent, football, body. But he's not complete. When I mean he's not complete, football, na showbiz. Osimhen doesn't have that. He don't get that. He's not complete to that extent. He has the talent. He has everything going for him. But this other aspect of when it comes to the business part of it, he doesn't have it. He don't get time for body. So and these are factors where we say still follow kind of in a way when it comes to
what is concern showbiz consign to win.
You know, say Haaland, they do more than a model.
And with the relationship between
that's what I'm telling you. Haaland, they do model. That's what I'm telling you. That is the showbiz. That's what I was now. What I try to tell everybody.
So I don't think I agree with you. Don't be showbiz, be this now. Football and football now business. Osimhen they deliver week in, week out. Now, most of Osimhen, I go talk saying, and one of the reasons where many of us Nigerians they watch Serie A.
Uzo, I'm not going to make you hold that showbiz part strongly. So, first of all, you don't talk say he's not going to win now. And I'm not going to talk say I agree with you. And at the same time, I'm not going to talk say I disagree with you. Mathematically, I won't make you look at from like this. How many people they shortlist? You understand? Each of the best way they don't shortlist get equal mathematical opportunity to win this team. So, already, on that ground, Osimhen to feel winner. You understand? But the only way you can talk is say, if you can't do statistics, do more analysis on your statistics. If they get figure where they did stronger, pass another one. If
you can't tell me, the organizers already come back and tell us the criteria where they take, you know, peak. You know,
so what's some of those criteria?
From when to when, the period, when to when they count.
See, correct.
And the period under review. Wait first. The period under review right now. Say, okay, now this season. I mean, performances of last season. You know, from, say, after that World Cup already count for that, the last award. You know, say, from that January time, I can't reach now. You know, if you count them now, check them generally. What do you see my chances against all them Haaland, all them Mbappe, all them, you know, Messi, and the rest of them where they nominate for all of this
awards? I was just trying to tell. Now, what should I tell you now?
Okay.
Football don't pass. This mindset we will get now about football. Football don't pass like there's so many behind the scenes things where we don't know, where most people don't know for outside.
This one, now one. Now, yeah, give
this
us another
one. This one, where I tell you now, this now about one. This showbiz, showbiz now
one.
Now.
Which other one again?
Follow. Because when sponsors, they look for people will go sell their product for
them. Somebody
is sponsoring it. Somebody is sponsoring it.
The performance, now I'm waiting for the use count.
All of them, wait, they don't get performance.
What if the showbiz, what hell are they do?
I just give you one instance. Now. He's a model.
model.
Yes, he has a
brand. Starboy.
Starboy for.
Osimhen is a stronger model.
All I'm trying to say is, what are they trying to tell? What are they trying to talk here? First of all, I'm not taking it. I know they take anything come off from Osimhen, but you.
Okay.
Osimhen is good. Left for me. He left for us. We will vote for our own. He's our own.
Yes,
yes. But all I'm saying is, what are they trying to talk? Say, make Nigerian footballers, especially Osimhen, now that he's in that spotlight, he don't do for spotlight.
Yeah.
Make it a try. Make them brush him up more. As regards to
You get point for that side. Do you understand? But like I talked earlier on again, I don't want to make you hold this one now as your first foot. Bring out a stronger argument. First of all, waiting football the first look, your performance on the pitch, just like Asawadio,
don't first talk. They don't get performance.
Good. This guy score goal, though. You know how many goals where Napoli scored last season? About some seven goals. Yeah. Osimhen alone get 26. If you check him, again, I use mathematics to start my point earlier on. Only this one person give that team 33% of the goals where they score last season. It's more than enough for him to get the shortlist. We're looking at the final shortlist.
Well, now mathematics we go chop.
He doesn't see where he keeps us now. The way that mathematics he doesn't see where he doesn't keep us for the country now.
Make a call to you, Justin. First off, Uzo don't say Osimhen if you win him at all. You understand? But then again, the recognition.
The recognition counts. 12 people. Yeah. Only 12 people now they nominate for this.
Thank you, sir.
And you can't tell us, say, you know, go fi winner. I still think, say, Osimhen get fair chance to win him.
Good.
Fair chance to win him.
Why? No jokes. Highest goal scorer, Serie A. Every week, see the performance when they put out. Now, what we can't bring them down to Africa. We just see, say, we just complete
qualifiers.
How many goals in banging?
10.
Highest goal scorer.
So why you go come the talk, say, Osimhen? Me, for me personally, I believe, say, Osimhen stand a chance to win him as much as Haaland.
Good.
So, no be about
come on sentiment now, come about patriotism now.
No be about patriotism.
Your judgment now. Because I don't see some links where they say vote for Osimhen for this one, they want. I don't know whether FIFA
whether FIFA don't change.
No, I don't click on them, but I never go to see. So I don't know whether they don't change the voting pattern now because I never really follow through on that. Now everybody in IFI vote because if you make us everybody FIFA vote, I think saying go lose a little bit of the authenticity for
instance.
Nigeria gets like 200 million people.
Yeah, true.
Then
true.
All 200 million of them vote Osimhen. Maybe Norway get like say 10 million.
True.
Haaland chance. So, come on sentiment. Come on say be Nigeria person. Come on say this. If they tell you now make you vote for the best FIFA player and your Ballon d'Or player. You, Justin, who you go vote for?
Why go vote? Yes. I'll vote for Osimhen. Why? Check Napoli. You won't compare Napoli. Napoli no be big team as such. Juventus on the Carida League for how many years?
They can't break up.
Napoli, with the caliber of players where they get, they lost most of their big names way come out that season. They come back. They stayed in the game. They lead that league for a long time and at the end of the day, they won it.
They won it.
So, check Man City. Check the caliber of players where they inside our Man City team. So, Haaland, they're just spoon-fed. They don't give up for
they don't. They serve on the team, put for plates.
Haaland. Messi no day this. Messi no day for this.
Will they come that side?
We don't overblow this league. You win league. You want to be league. You want to be league. What did Messi not achieve in the calendar under review?
Yeah.
Well, he won the World Cup.
That one don't count for the last award.
So what are you trying to say? So that one no count again now for this level now.
Okay, if you remove that World Cup now.
If we remove the World Cup.
Okay, remove the league.
Which league?
Well,
check the goals. The league there under the calendar now.
You get what you get to with the talk now. There's something you said now about if you genuinely feel if they are going to open it, if they want to open up for everybody now. You try compare, say if Osimhen get chance to win, if they open up for everybody. You see, goes boils down to that thing where they tell you about say Osimhen is not in all day that complete because how many people they follow for Instagram? Let's start for that.
Because
that's what I'm telling you. These things, football don't pass score. You feel not understand what I try to tell you now, but later on you understand what I'm trying to tell you now.
Okay, Uzo, Moku, hold on there. Right now. Good. We can just make this very direct. All now, right. Kingsley, I come to you.
Are they with you?
Pick up your top three.
Okay.
For the best and for Ballon d'Or. Your top three, no sense.
So my top three. Well, Haaland first. Okay. Haaland first. Mm. Now I go first pick as number one. Mm. Then maybe I go come put Kevin De Bruyne join this list. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. Then I will not disrespect one of the greatest of all time, Messi. Mm. Because the guy, we see what this guy don't do in the last 1 year.
Yeah.
He has really alone, to a large extent, this guy single-handedly carrying team win the World Cup. You understand? Yeah. And just like Uzo talk, but we know what I mean they talk with where Uzo come, you see? I be no expect making through that showbiz side coming first.
Okay.
Because the showbiz area, Messi carry and where. We see what they do for America now. See, go America now. See the quality, number of people where they even come stadium, come watch ball alone, come watch Messi, just Messi alone. Okay. You understand?
No, Wala, tell me your own top three.
My own top three, like I see the talker.
Yeah.
Messi, Osimhen, number one.
Okay.
Haaland comes second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody, they talk Messi, Messi, Messi. I beg, this last 1 year, what Messi don't do?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You know, even if he deliver well for PSG.
Score, I think 11 goals for
MLS. MLS.
Sour.
10 goals
when
for MLS.
I went to be the position of MLS for top 5 leagues.
Before he came, where to be the position of that club?
Where the day before?
Where to be the position of the club before he come?
See, this thing about...
He don't really win one title with them.
No, where to be the name of the title?
Are you saying it doesn't matter?
No, no, no. That's not your problem. No, winning and winning, no. Forget it. Now, because now the country where they make the title, nine day irrelevant like that for you. Winning and winning, no.
Top
some people don't play. See, some people don't play for Premiership 10 years, 15 years. They never win anything.
So the title that way Cristiano Ronaldo go win for Saudi Arabia now,
it don't count.
Why? What he count for?
Plastic.
What he count
for?
Plastic. What he count? Wait. Justin, I want that shoe that Ronaldo own. Put that for your CV. I want that shoe that. You not go Adam.
I didn't hear you, Sawa.
So you say Osimhen number one, Haaland number two, number three.
Alvarez.
Yes. Okay, the Argentine guy.
Yes, the Argentine guy.
That guy win everything.
Silently.
No, he always show up for the day. He won't say no day the team. But if you don't check out, the guy is the complete footballer.
But again, I want also banter you with that. I know they disregard any of these people that don't mention. Do you understand?
Yeah,
but you know, the thing where they look now, say criteria is plenty. And again, one criteria where you point out, where make you the front of Osimhen before. Wait till me that criteria. Say, look Napoli, look Man City. Haaland.
The quality of the
quality. Do you understand? Okay. Only Osimhen. I give us statistics now. Only Osimhen do 33% of the goals.
Yeah.
When Napoli begins struggle, everybody come they fear whether these people still feel win Italian league. Yeah. Now when Osimhen been injured, now Napoli struggle for Champions League. He came back in the second against AC Milan.
We see what he needs to do.
Do you understand?
So check that Alvarez too. Doing advert. And that show. Let's say I go manager. Give me your top three.
My top three. Now I go winner.
Okay.
Messi.
Because now he be FIFA.
Messi. Haaland. Mbappe.
Messi, Haaland, Mbappe.
Nah,
they go win out.
Osimhen our own. We support him any day, any time.
Sure, okay.
But
sure.
For this one
for
now.
In fact, say Osimhen are like the biggest name now. Everybody they mention for the Ballon d'Or and all of that. If I bring this thing now down to African Footballer of the Year.
Yeah.
She all three of now they agree now. See, nobody, no African player now for the world will win African Footballer of the Year if nobody beat Osimhen.
I don't think anybody else will feel with him.
Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah, we feel say yes.
He won everything like Alvarez.
He won everything like Alvarez last season.
Waiting
for the role we play for there.
He was instrumental in that team.
Haaland,
Premiership, FA
yes,
Cup.
And he won FA Cup too.
Bernardo Silva.
No, those ones, the Africans.
Now goalkeeper. You know why it be like say we not they look this guy's side? Because he just stand for that post. You don't understand? But to prevent goal to the enter, not be small walk. If this guy was a forward, I'm sure he could score like 50-something goals the way Haaland takes
well,
it.
Why want to score like 50-something?
Because even at the world... No, we're looking at his quality now. We're looking at his quality.
First of all, that's what we are supposed to know first.
Okay.
Then, if we know what calf they actually use, if na say...
Participation at the World Cup.
Or if na say na trophy where you win.
Participation at the World Cup.
If na say na trophy where you win.
Playing time where you get for your team. The contribution where they contribute for your team, do you understand? Yes, now bonus single-handedly to a large extent.
If you are looking at
Sevilla,
see if you are looking at trophy.
Yeah.
See if you are looking at contributions. If you are looking at contributions
in the Moroccan national team,
has get that yastick to that bragging right to win based on the club
for the club.
But if you are looking at trophies, Baba, if they look trophies,
Mahrez.
Mahrez Perez don't win and since so.
He don't they win and they come.
He don't they win and they come.
So that's the problem. African footballer of the year 2023. Who you think say go win now?
Me, I say Mahrez.
Go give our own.
Now our own boy.
Yeah,
I go give our own, but I say but because some people now go see this podcast will say this guy. I say you and Osimhen get problem. I like Osimhen. I dey watch him steady back like to
me
back.
No, I don't see. I don't want to wait for you for Joshua.
But I'm just saying. I just dey talk. Say. It depends on the yardstick way calf one use.
Calf one use.
That we go use. Mm. If my contribution, Osimhen go winner. But if they can't go, they look trophy.
Trophy go join now.
No, see, no matter the yardstick way calf one use, performance, player ratings, or whatever, Osimhen go still winner. Okay. Check. Only him be the African, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Will be for the 12th. Then, where you all put Mahrez?
Okay.
Bono, they there. You know, they there.
Bros, that team is talking now. To an extent, I know to support him.
How you notice?
Remember when JJ win BBC African Footballer of the Year?
He
don't stick on
winning
African Footballer
of the Year. But
this one, Osimhen don't show, say, both for foreign and local. It's still full ground.
So they recognize them. Yes.
All right. Okay, so we could just hurt him there, you know, about this whole African Footballer of the Year and all of that. But now, the argument now, share with all of this nomination for Ballon d'Or, FIFA the best, and all of that. She that one don't make him sure bank as Osimhen. Now he could be the African Footballer of the Year. Remember some of the names who don't put up. Riyad Mahrez, the Moroccan goalkeeper, Bono. Yeah. You know, Sadio Mane, all of them, they still day in the mix. But she now Osimhen, be this. You get years we don't call, we say, hey, JJ go win, and JJ win, and JJ no win. You get years we don't call, we say, this one go happen, this one, you know, happen. You understand? Mikel, the fact, Phil say, they rob him 1 year. So who you think is going to win African Football of the Year? We go also want to hear from you. Remember, say, if you watch this podcast on all streaming platforms, and we go want to see your comments. And if you, self, won't be part of this community, just enter my DM. Send me message. And if you good rich, my brother, you will be here for the next community hangout. This, the Football Republic podcast.